Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TFA fam, back again with another video. Today we're going to be discussing Tyreek Hill and why I believe that he is going to be the wide receiver one in 2021 and why you should look to take him in your upcoming fantasy drafts. We're only a couple of weeks away, 3 weeks away until, you know, fantasy drafts are going to be starting to really gear up and start getting going. So training camp started today. We're finally back. Let's go. Lock it in. Strap it down. Roll the intro. Welcome back in. I appreciate everybody checking out the video. Before we do, hit that like and subscribe button for future content. We got a lot of good stuff coming. We're really excited for the growth and where we are headed in 2021. And remember, we are here to win you championships, boys and girls. Let's just jump right into it. Tyreek Hill. I don't need to tell you how great Tyreek Hill is. He continues to be the best playmaker in all of NFL. The things that he's been able to do, even just the start of his career, where a lot of it was, oh, he's too much of a roller coaster. He's up and down. He's boomer bust. One week he's going to go off. The next week he might get you 8 fantasy points. Can't trust him. He has truly developed into a all-around just absolute monster, right? So last year, in 2020, he played in 15 games. They rested the starters at week 17, where they were on bye against the LA Chargers. Last year, he averaged almost 22 fantasy points per game. He was second in overall fantasy points scored as well in PPR format. 134 targets, 87 receptions, 1,276 receiving yards, 17 total touchdowns, 32 deep targets, which was second among all wide receivers, 441 yards after the catch, which was ninth among all wide receivers, with a 2.26 yards per route run. Some other areas that he really excelled in last year was, listen, for his size, he is not like a DK Metcalf type player where he's 6'4" and just this monster, right? I mean, we're talking about a 5'10 wide receiver. He led all wide receivers last year in red zone targets, 43 red zone targets, 26 receptions, and 14 touchdowns inside the red zone last year with a 32% target share. And inside the end zone targets, he was seventh with 13 targets inside the end zone. 6 touchdowns came there with a 10% target share. So, and a 40% touchdown rate. Listen, the guy is the total package. He's no longer just a deep threat or a gadget player. He is a true alpha wide receiver. And that is just what I love about him in this dynamic offense with Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league, with Andy Reid, and just the creativity that he brings. Not to mention the fact that they upgraded this offensive line. This offensive line is locked in to be a top 10 unit, could be a top 5 unit this year with the additions of trading for Orlando Brown, bringing in Joe Thuney, who's probably the best left guard in all of football. And not to mention the fact that they drafted Creed Humphrey. They also drafted Trey Smith in the 6th round, which is a lot of positive reports about him. This offensive line went from being one of the bottom half to now being locked in and one of the most deepest offensive line that you have. And so this offense is just going to be absolutely scary this year with this offensive line and what they're going to be able to do. They didn't really add anybody of consequence in that receiver room, so it's still pretty much a two-man show here between Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is still young. He's only 27 years old. At the end of the day, why I value Tyreek Hill where I do, just above Stephon Diggs, is just the fact of what he's able to do. This offense, we know what to expect. Can we say for certain that this Buffalo Bill offense won't take a step back, won't regress some this year? Because if it does, it's going to really, really hurt Stephon Diggs. Now, there's nobody there in Buffalo, and I think that's one reason why everybody loves Stephon Diggs. He finished last year as the wide receiver one, right? But I would bet on the fact that he is going to see some regression this year. I would bet that he's probably not going to have 127 receptions again this year. We'll see. But the one area he really lacked that last year that compared to Tyreek Hill was in that touchdown department. Tyreek Hill had 17 of them to 8 of Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs had 127 receptions on 168 targets for 1,500 yards, which is better than Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill only had, you know, the 1,276 last year compared to the 1,500 for Stephon Diggs. Now, for me, it's quite simple. Like I said, while I agree that the volume is certainly going to be there, but where Tyreek Hill makes up for it is in his efficiency. I mean, over the past couple of seasons, he has the most touchdowns of 50-plus yards. He is in the top three of the most receptions of 25-plus yards. But he's not just a deep threat. They will get him the ball all over the field. He's going to get opportunity out of the backfield as a ball carrier as well. He had two rushing touchdowns. Andy Reid does whatever he can to get him in space and to allow him to work. He is just an absolute technician now as a route runner as well. 95 percentile against man, 94 percentile against zone per Matt Harmon and his perception of Tyreek Hill. It's just Tyreek Hill has developed into a true alpha wide receiver. And so for me, the efficiency is going to trump the volume that Stephon Diggs is likely going to get. We're not talking about a large gap here either between the two of them. They are very close for me. But it is definitely Tyreek Hill and then Stephon Diggs for me, like all things I mentioned, and including this offense and how good this Kansas City Chiefs offense this year. It's going to take an injury to Patrick Mahomes for this offense to not truly be a top three offense again this year. And that is what I'm looking for all day. Not saying that the Buffalo Bill offense is going to regress, but I definitely think it is in the range of possibility here. So for all those things that I listed, give me Tyreek Hill over Stephon Diggs. Let me know in the comment section below, where do you come in on this debate? Would you rather have Tyreek Hill? Is it Stephon Diggs? Is it somebody else? Is it Davante Adams? Do you believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to come back and Adams is going to retake the throne because that dude absolutely crushed last year when he was healthy? Or is it DeAndre Hopkins, maybe Calvin Ridley, or another player? Let me know in the comment section below. Be sure to hit that like, subscribe button for future content. We got a lot more of these player profiles. We're going to start dropping some player versus player battles, debates, ADP debates that kind of help you make that decision. And if there's any other content you want to see, let us know. Appreciate everybody checking it out. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.